This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The Daily Mix Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Mix.
Beat Mix, don't be a loser. Beat Mix, you're a loser.
Who's ready to beat Mix? I know Brandon from Auburn is. Brandon, are you there?
I'm with you.
Brandon, were you listening to the men's room around 5:40 yesterday?
That I was.
Oh,
son of a.
So you listened to the cheat sheet, and that means there's a bigger chance that you will win a beautiful picture of all of us in our Hooters outfits and some candy. And I really want to send that to you.
Brandon, what's your favorite candy when it comes to Halloween candy?
Ooh, that's a good one. I'm kind of old school. I like candy corn and the old festive Halloween candy.
I love that you love candy corn because I feel like I am one of the only people that I know that does too.
We don't have any in our bowl because I think we threw it all away.
That is so rude.
We have Whoppers, we have Kit Kat, we have Rolos, no more Rolos again. And we have Reese's Peanut Butter Cups.
Hopefully I can
Steve,
send you some.
I don't know if you remember me at all. I used to call in every morning about 10 years ago. I was college student Brandon.
Oh, dude, what's up? Good to hear from you again.
It's been a long time.
Yeah, 10 years.
Well,
wow.
Clearly the education system failed you for making you think that candy corn is delicious. But you know what? We'll go past that.
All right, Steve, it's time for you to get out of here.
All right, good luck, my man.
For those playing at home, Brandon has 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Let's do it.
What candy slogan is Taste the Rainbow?
Skittles.
Correct. What is the fastest land animal in the world?
Cheetah.
Yes. What event occurs in March and September when the hours of daylight and nighttime are the same?
That would be the equinox.
Sure would be. Trent Reznor is the lead singer of what band?
Pass.
What is the smallest perfect number?
Smallest perfect number, 6.
Correct. Which type of matter has a definite volume but no definite shape?
Liquid.
Yes. What is the name of the summer camp where Friday the 13th takes place?
Oh, pass.
What is every planet named after except for Earth?
A star.
No.
Scientist, the person who found it.
No. In Family Guy, what is the name of the Griffin's dog?
Stewie?
No.
Pass.
The Empire State Building opened up in what decade?
50s.
No.
60s.
No.
40s.
No. Brandon, you got 5 correct. And let me ask, did that cheat sheet help you? Cheat sheet. It did, right?
You got 3 correct.
Yeah. Yes, you know, you got all 3 of those correct and 2 more. So, you know, you never know. Steve is hurt today.
And I saw him fixing his hair back there, too. He might be distracted by his Burt hair.
I'm more distracted by this unibrow, man. I'm sweating in this thing.
Oh, I bet. Yeah. I mean, you're not used to having so much. I hate when you put the eyebrows up because it's just one really long eyebrow, and it really creeps me out.
It's very weird.
Steve or Burt, are you ready?
Oh, yeah!
What candy slogan is Taste the Rainbow?
Oh, Skittles.
You know it.
Marshawn.
What is the fastest land animal in the world?
Cheetah.
Yes. What event occurs in March and September when the hours of daylight and nighttime are the same?
Is that the equinox?
What? It is. How do you know that? Trent Reznor is the lead singer of what band?
Nine Inch Nails.
Yeah. What is the smallest perfect number?
Feeling so good until right now. Zero?
No.
One?
No.
Two?
No. Oh. Which type of matter has a definite volume but no definite shape?
I don't know. Plants?
No.
Space?
No.
Gravity?
No. What is the name of the summer camp where Friday the 13th takes place?
Camp Crystal Lake.
Correct. What is every planet named after except for Earth?
A Greek god?
Wow. Well, yeah.
A god.
Yes. In Family Guy, what is the name of the Griffin's dog?
Brian.
Correct. The Empire State Building opened up in what decade?
20s.
No.
30s.
Correct. And with that, Steve, Bert, you got 8 correct, which is a win.
Yes.
8-5. Sorry, Brandon.
Nicely done, Steve.
Thank you, my friend. Great hearing from you again.
Doing
oh, boy.
Is this you singing?
It's a Bert song, since I'm dressed as Bert for Halloween.
Yeah, is this Bert singing?
Yeah.
Oh. Is he saying do the pigeon?
He's doing the pigeon.
Oh, gosh. Wow. You should have listened to the cheat sheet, because you knew equinox, which I was very impressed with.
I just thought summer equinox, even though it's not in the summer. That's how I thought of it.
Wow. The smallest perfect number, I thought maybe if you did your 6-9, it would have worked, because it
don't
was
tell me.
6. I'm not even going to tell you why it's a perfect number.
I was about to ask, and then I'm like, I don't even care.
I Google it. It didn't make any sense to me. The type of matter that has a definite volume but no definite shape, Brandon got this correct because of the cheat sheet. It's a liquid.
Liquid.
Yes.
I'm starting to realize that the questions I got wrong today feel like questions that like you should have in your arsenal, like just like if you're a smart person,
right?
You should know. But the questions I got right are all the dumb pop culture questions, like Camp Crystal Lake and Brian, the dog from the Family Guy.
I was impressed with the planet that you knew it was a god, either Greek or Roman.
Yeah.
I don't know why Earth just decided to do its own thing.
Because we're special.
Yeah, because we don't follow the rules that galaxy has put forth on us.
Wow, we're rebellious.
Hell yeah.
Well, congrats on beating Brandon.
Do you have a store or a place out there where anytime you go, you get instant anxiety?
The Acropolis. No. This is too much to pick from. You know what I do? It's one of those candle stores. Like
the Yankee Candle Company.
Because they're just so aggressive in trying to sell you on the stuff. And it's like it's already overwhelming because of all the scents. And then they're just like, what are you looking for? I'm like, not sure. I don't really know what candle I want. I'll find when I smell it, I'll know it. And then they're like trying to like pitch different scents. I'm like, that smells terrible. Like, this is I feel like this is a case-by-case basis when it comes to like what you like as far as a candle.
Follow your nose.
Yeah.
Well, there's one place that gives me massive anxiety, and I'm talking big time. And it is a place that most people really love going to. I'm going to tell you where that is after corn. Do you have anxiety going to any kind of store? 206-803-ROCK.
I'm looking at some of the text messages that we've gotten so far, and I want to see if any of these are falling in line with the place that gives you massive anxiety.
Okay.
All right, so here are a few of the texts. One person says, I would imagine for a Coug fan, going to Husky Stadium probably gives them anxiety.
I mean, that's not a great place for a Coug fan to be. I've experienced it a few times.
Does it get a little vicious?
It does.
But that's not what we're talking
about.
That
is not it.
Okay, what about Walmart? This person says it gives me anxiety.
I mean, I don't go to Walmart very often, but I would imagine it would probably give me anxiety.
It depends on the Walmart for me. So like the Bonnie Lake Walmart, I'll go there every day, twice even.
Ooh.
It's amazing. Great toy selection for Tatum. Parking lot seems to be pretty much a breeze. Now the Puyallup Walmart, I really have to go if you want me to go there. It's freaking a zoo.
It's get you all psyched up to go in there.
And I just feel like I need to take a bath in like Purell after I leave. Like there's just I don't know what it is, man. It's just that the parking lot is a war zone. I get anxiety from that place. Okay, how about this one? Hospitals.
Nope, that's not it. I'm fine with that.
Okay, what about this one? It says Costco.
Ding, ding, ding. That's the one.
You got another one. Costco. It's the worst necessary evil. So I love going to Costco.
Oh my
God. They've got samples. They've got random things that I just want to buy all the time. And Tatum loves it too. She loves the samples as well. She loves the Christmas decorations.
You take a kid to Costco? That's making my anxiety go up right now.
Oh, they got the whole the children's books and then the giant squishmallows.
Yeah.
Tatum is in heaven at Costco.
That's my hell right there.
She actually has a meltdown when we leave Costco because she's like, I don't want to go, Daddy. I'm having too much fun. I'm like, I'm cool too. Let's get some more crackers.
Well, yesterday when I went there, I only needed 4 things and they weren't big things. So I thought, well, I won't get a cart. I'll just scoop them up in my arms and carry it through.
That's never a good idea.
That in and of itself was about to give me a panic attack. And then I didn't know where the yogurt was and I had to call my husband and have him like direct me to where to find the yogurt. And
I don't know where anything is.
No!
And I always hate when I go there. As much as I love Costco, I hate when I know that there's something I like and I go there like next week and it's gone. And I'm like, where did it go? What happened in a week that you got rid of this thing that you had a crap ton of at one point?
Well, I got out of there and then realized I forgot 2 things and I chose not to go back inside. I just drove home and I'm going to make Brad pick up the 2 things I forgot today.
So do you have anxiety about the shopping cart? Because the one thing I don't like about Costco is all the slow walkers. But I mean,
oh, sure.
I can't get mad. It's like almost like a museum. Everyone stops to look at everything.
Having a cart would send me over the edge. I have to have Brad do the cart direction if we're there together. But, you know, I survived. It's going to be fine.
The parking lot, though, does give me a little... Puts me a little on edge.
Oh, yeah.
Between the people walking, the cart people, they don't even bother to look.
No.
And then all the other cars. What about you, Sarah? Do you have anywhere that you go that you don't, that you get anxiety?
For sure. It's kind of actually weird and bizarre, but Victoria's Secret.
Is it because of the, because there's some stores I don't like going to because they're a little too pushy trying to sell
me
stuff.
They're pushy, yes. And then of course, I think, wow, I want everything in here and everything is so expensive that I can't imagine my bill later. So that brings me anxiety, too. And then you're just like rummaging through all the panties trying to find like what you...
I hate when I have to rummage through all the panties, man.
I know. Don't you?
There's also one place that drives me insane. I can't remember the place, but it's like one of those clothing stores in the mall. And you go in there and the people are always so nice, but they're too accommodating. I'm like, I just need a shirt. And I find the shirt and then I'm like, I'm going to go try it on. And all of a sudden I hear, sir, I picked out some other stuff I think you would like.
I hate that.
I'm like a personal shopper.
I'm like, excuse me, what? And they've got jeans with bedazzled pockets.
Yes.
And then these weird hats. And then this belt that has sparkles on it. And I'm like, who do you think I am?
Were you shopping for an Affliction t-shirt to go with those accessories? Or
no, they would have Affliction shirts as well. And I'm just like, you don't know me. I just wanted this button-down shirt. I don't want the pant pockets that have rhinestones on them. I'm cool.
Well, that's your first mistake because those pants are always pretty cool.
Okay. I'd rather dress like Bert from Bert and Ernie for 52 weeks of the year than wear those jeans.
Then have your booty bedazzled?
Yes.
Oh, man.
And the reason, obviously, that Steve is dressed as Bert today is because it's Halloween.
Yes.
And people are losing their minds on social media about whether or not there is a cutoff age for trick-or-treating. So we're going to go straight to the comments at 8:20. The Daily Mix
Show. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Everyone knows social media is a time suck, and what you're about to hear proves it. If it's online, someone, somewhere, has an opinion and is whining about it. So let's get straight to the comments.
There was a great chat online, where all the great chats happen, where someone asked this question. How old is too old to trick-or-treat? My kids are 16 and 17, and I'm starting to think they are too old.
Too old.
I mean, I disagree. I think as long as a kid wants to
I think if you're just willing to knock on a door and ask for candy, you're fine to me. I don't even care if you have a costume. Like, I've had arguments with people about that in the past. I'm just like, I don't know what their backstory is. I don't care. That sounds terrible. I don't even care to know. If you knocked on the door, you want candy, here, take. I mean, granted, I will give more candy to the little kids.
Of course.
I'll give more candy to the people who really go crazy with their costumes. But you're getting at least something if you're knocking on my door.
Well, reading the responses to this question made us realize that there is no right answer. So let's go straight to the comments.
We sent these comments to our production director, Jason, said, do whatever voice you want, pick out your favorite ones, and let's help illustrate how stupid people can get on social media. Are you ready for the first comment?
Trick or treat.
Yes, 2L, stop being cheap and buy your kids some candy already. Let the little kids get the candy from the neighbors, okay, huh?
Oh, I like how she turned around on the parents, like they're just being too cheap to buy their teenagers candy.
Yeah, that is not on the parents at all.
And also, I don't think that's the issue. I think it's just fun for the kids to go out. What would you rather your kid do?
Yeah, get into trouble or
get stoned outside of a 7-Eleven and rob it.
I don't know anybody that would do that.
I think that's what happens if you don't go trick-or-treating. You get stoned and robbed. Someone did text and said, I used to think there was a cutoff until yesterday. My buddy Gabe, he's an amazing soul. Mentally, he's about 10 years old, but physically, he looks like he's an average 33-year-old man. He's got a beard. And I asked him, hey, what are your plans for Halloween? He said, trick-or-treating, as if there were any other question. And I realized I'd be stoked if a middle-aged or an old person dressed up, acting as a kid, knocked on my door, growing up blows. Aww.
It does. Stay young forever, kids.
Absolutely. Okay, here's our next message about whether or not 16 or 17 is old enough or too old for trick-or-treating.
Oh, seriously, who cares? Let your kid trick-or-treat until they're 90. I don't give a f***.
I agree.
Oh, that person's just like, I need to comment on this. Here's our next comment about the cutoff age for trick-or-treaters.
If a 17-year-old shows up at my door and they don't have their little brother or sister with them, they ain't getting shit. Candy is expensive. Tell that kid to get a job.
Well, just don't give out candy. Turn your light off and just be a grump.
I mean, and honestly, how many 16 and 17-year-olds are you going to get?
Yeah, I'm thinking about I definitely got a handful. And more often than not, they were there with their little brothers. But then sometimes there were just like 10 or 15, not 10 or 15, but like 7 to 10 kids that clearly were like, 15, 16 years old that wanted candy.
Yeah, let them have candy.
I threw the candy at them and slammed my door shut and told them to go F themselves.
I mean, who the f*** is carding kids at the door to make sure they're young enough anyway? Why do people care? If you're willing to walk around in the rain and cold for a bite-sized Snickers, I don't care how old you are.
I'm so on board with that person. I don't know how the weather's supposed to be tonight. I know it's supposed to hit like a high of 51 degrees.
Ooh.
So it's going to be a little chilly. I hope it doesn't rain. Because we're going to be hitting the streets of probably Sumner and Puyallup with Tatum.
I've got my nice witch hat. It's got a built-in brim.
So is Barrett going to be Batman tonight?
He sure is. Yep. He's all buff. He's got like sewn-in muscles. It's great. It's so cute.
I thought you upped his protein intake.
Yeah, right?
Massive gains. Tam's going to be a jewelry box.
I love that.
I think it's the funniest thing.
I just love that something like that actually exists.
Target. And you hit a button and it makes the jewelry box music. And then she spins around in a circle.
She's nailing it.
Oh, she's so fired up.
I don't know if anybody was watching, but yesterday the Dodgers won the World Series. But why did one member of the team make this noise?
Yeah!
We're going to tell you what's trending after Alice in Chains.
The Daily Mix Show.
We know that for many of you, you're just waking up and starting to move through the morning, and trying to keep up on the world of pop culture can be really overwhelming. So we're here to help you out and tell you what's trending.
Trending. On the Daily Mix Show. What's trending? Let's go. Let's go.
The Los Angeles Dodgers beat the New York Yankees in a very thrilling come-from-behind Game 5 last night in New York. Here is the final strikeout call.
It sounds like they're in L.A. I just did not expect that many Dodgers fans to be at a Yankees game. I guess when they won, I'm sure all the other... It's kind of like the Seahawks thing. Like, yeah, there were Bills fans, but it wasn't like 50-50. But when your team's doing bad, you're quiet.
Oh, for sure.
And then whatever amount of fans are for the other team makes it sound a lot louder.
The Yankees were up 5-0 before they had a big error-filled inning, and the Dodgers ended up tying the game to go on and win 7-6.
You were texting our group chat, like, is anyone else watching this Dodgers game? I didn't get to, I was at wrestling training last night, so while I'm there, like, just kind of doing our stuff, one of my buddies, he's a huge Yankees fan, and one of my other buddies who was training with, a huge Dodgers fan. Mm. So it was super entertaining to be Switzerland in this situation, because one minute, one guy's got a little extra pep in his step, and then the next minute the other guy does.
Two very different moods.
Yes.
Well, Freddie Freeman went on to win the World Series MVP, which was very exciting. And then after last night's win, Dodgers manager Dave Roberts and the team celebrated while they accepted the World Series trophy. And due to COVID, after their last win back in 2020, they weren't able to have a victory parade. So they are excited for this one this time.
All right, I already love this manager. I just love the primal scream that this guy's got.
That sounds like something out of the world of wrestling, Steve. It really does.
It's amazing. You're right. Hold on. Wait a second. That's amazing. What he just sounded, I mean, that's shocking. He sounded fired up. Just won the World Series.
It was pretty rad.
Now, were you paying attention also to the drama that was going on with this guy, the dude that tried to steal the baseball from Mookie Betts? And that happened at game four?
Yes.
And it was in the first inning. Mookie Betts caught a ball, and it was right by the stands in the outfield, and then this happened.
Right by Torres. Betts in the corner. Does he have room? Fights with the fan. And they're going to say that it's an out and fan interference.
And then, I mean, it was really awkward. Like, the guy was trying to grab it from him. They were going back and forth and all that kind of stuff. Well, more information has come out about this fan, because everyone was saying, oh, he was a season ticket holder. They kicked him out, but he's going to be able to come back for game five. And it turns out he wasn't allowed to come back for game five because Major League Baseball saw the footage. They're like, yeah, he's not allowed to come back. They're not. You can't let him. I don't care if he's a season ticket holder. He's banned from going to the World Series, which is just crazy. His name is Austin. And then it got even weirder because he's a season ticket holder. And he was like all fired about going back. And they're like, nope, that can't happen. Turns out his buddy, his homie, his old college friend, NFL superstar Rob Gronkowski. So Gronk put out a tweet talking about this Austin guy. Apparently Austin wasn't a football player, but he played hockey. Shocking. Drunk hockey fan. But he played hockey in college, and they were homies. And he said that he said, quote, the dude's a maniac. He's also, quote, a wild boy. And he also said that this behavior from Austin is on brand for his passionate and rowdy college buddy.
Wow. I love that they were friends. Also, somebody like Gronk saying that somebody's like a wild boy, because I would imagine Gronk was probably a pretty wild boy, too.
I just love that. He's probably watching the game. He's like, oh, crap, that's Austin. Oh, yeah, that's exactly what Austin would do. I think we all have that one friend that would probably make a fool of themselves and give a couple drinks in them.
Yeah, I am that one friend.
Sarah, you took the words right out of my mouth.
That's why both me and Taryn were staring at you.
Oh, I think Taryn is too, though.
Yeah.
She'd already be kicked out before we even got
before
to
making
point.
A fool of herself. Yeah, that's right.
She would have a hard time standing. She'd fall down some stairs, and they would kick her out of Yankee Stadium.
Probably right. Hey, we've been trying to give away candy all week long on Beat Migs, and there's one more opportunity for you to score, Rockaholics. Steve has a record of 308 wins, 91 losses, and 53 ties in 2024. 206-803-ROCK. We will play Beat Migs at 850.
The Daily Migs Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.